You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Hey guys, welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM, 26 minutes after 3. If you're not joining us, welcome. This is Mental, which we do every Tuesday right here on Freedom 106.5 FM with Dawn Petgrew-Smith. And of course, we welcome her, Dawn Petgrew-Smith. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. How you been? How's everything? You look beautiful. I love those earrings.
Ooh,
is it wooden? It's wooden earrings?
It's wooden, yeah.
I love it. Right. I love it. I love it. And I like your top too. I feel like
it
rain. I feel
it
like it
rain.
Oh, in Jamaica, there's a lot of rain?
Since last night, nonstop. For me, it's been nonstop.
So really?
This is my disclaimer in case I go in and out. It's my disclaimer. Noren is here, but I think he's having some issues with his camera.
That's okay. That's okay. Hi, Noren. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Am I being heard properly?
Yeah. We're hearing you fine. So, guys, get into the conversation. You all know what we do every Tuesdays here. You can send us a message on WhatsApp, 306-1065. And, of course, we are taking your phone calls at 625-2257 or 627-3223. Because today, Dawn, is a real big topic today, you know. It's huge. Today's topic is a man's non-negotiables, knowing when to stand firm. And before we started, hey, you resemble John. I think he resembles John. You don't find so? John, you have a lookalike here. Where's John? Well, nice seeing you, Noren, and thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, yeah, so we're not hearing you. You have to unmute your mic. We're not hearing you too well.
Here I am. Okay, so Dawn invited me.
Yes.
And I had to come. Once Dawn calls, I will come running as much as possible. So that's why I'm here.
I would have done the same too. Just saying, I'm putting that out there. Yes. So we're going to get into the conversation already, Dawn. And I did ask my listeners or male listeners to get into the conversation as well. And I asked them if they know when to stand firm. So let's get straight into the conversation. Now, Dawn, from your professional experience, why do men struggle to define their non-negotiables? Or based on your experience having conversations with them, is that an issue? Is that a challenge?
It is a challenge because men were taught to endure, suppress, just try to make the most out of a situation. So from the men that I've spoken with, a lot of them suppress what they're actually feeling out of the sake of just make do with what you have.
Make do with what you have. Now, Noren, I'm going to ask you, because I'm going to put you on the spot most of the times, because listen, I love I love to hear the perspectives of men. And even though we have our male listeners, sometimes a little shy, but they do get into the conversation. Now, do you have non-negotiables? Are there some type of rule that you, or boundary that you set for yourself as a man?
Yes, there are. Both in and outside of a relationship, there are boundaries that have to be set.
Mm-hmm. But is it difficult to set these boundaries?
Difficult is a relative term, because if you are the kind of person who was raised on for a peaceful life, then it's difficult for your boundaries to be respected, because you're always allowing people to just do what they want because you're trying to be peaceful, because you're trying to be nice, or because you don't want to lose the young lady. So guess what? I'm going to do what she wants. Mm. There are some men who were raised like that, and it's more common than we might think. We see it in media, we see it in our actual lives with our friends, with our elders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult to really and truly draw the boundary unless you're willing to not be popular or not be liked.
Nice. And what are some non-negotiables every man should have? For the men who are listening and they have, not that they don't have any idea what we're talking about, but have challenges, struggling with setting boundaries. What are some of the core non-negotiables every man should have?
Off the bat, respect. Respect is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If the person you're with is comfortable being disrespectful to you and then says, oh, is that a big deal? I didn't really mean it. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you let things like that slide for too long, you will never get control of it. So if the person does not have respect for not just you, but others around you, that is a non-negotiable. Somebody who is rude and curt and just actually even obnoxious sometimes, those are non-negotiables. So if she's rude to serving staff,
right,
people in the service industry, no, that's not allowed. If she's rude, if she comes into our room and doesn't say good evening because she just doesn't want to talk to you, those are non-negotiable for me. Wow. You have to have respect for me, yourself, and other people around you. Now, it's not saying you need to be nice all the time and be everybody's friend, but there is a common level of civility that must be automatic. Mm-hmm. And if it's not there, we're not going one step further.
Wow, respect. And you touched a big word there, because a lot of women, and a lot of our women, Dawn, you know, sometimes we take things to a next level. Eh? You know, we go from crazy to crazier. And for whatever reason, and I love that you mentioned that, Nora, that respect is one negotiable at least every man should have, a boundary. Respect not only for themselves, not only for their partner, but for everyone else around. Now, Dawn, as a professional and dealing with men and having conversations with them, what do you think are some core non-negotiables men should set for themselves?
Thank you for that question. Noran touched a big one, which is respect. Mm-hmm. Definitely, because men, you know, women, we want love, but men need respect in order to survive. Honesty, I think honesty is a very big thing. Emotional safety. You know, I hear women now saying, oh, we're trying to make men soft because we're talking about emotional regulation and such forth. Mm-hmm. But no. Men need emotional safety in order for them to thrive. That's something that they need. Mm-hmm. They need loyalty and they need trust. Mm-hmm. They need to know that comes what may, you have their back. Mm-hmm. Whether they're up or down, you need to have their back. They need that to survive. They need that trust. You know, they need to know that they can trust you. And Noran says this earlier, alignment to core values. The problem, Carrie, and I'm glad it is Noran that is here with me, because we go way back and, you know, we're very close friends, so I can speak very candid. This
Dawn, we are losing you a bit there.
Well, as she said, we have some serious inclement weather, so it's going to chip in and out every now and then.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, you know what? Whilst we wait for her to come. Yes, Dawn. We lost you a bit there.
You lost me. I don't even know how much you heard.
Nothing.
Oh, boy.
Well, you said right. That you and I go way back.
Yeah, and that was it. Yeah. And okay, you can be candid. Yeah, try
you. Off.
Yeah, sometimes that helps. So, guys, if you're now joining us, good afternoon and welcome. We are here with Dawn Pettigrew-Smith and our guest, Norman Price.
Noran.
What we're going on here, boy? Like, I write this problem. Like, I write this with my left hand. Noran Price. And we are talking about a man's non-negotiables, knowing when to stand firm. So I want you all to get into the conversation. Man, get into the conversation. Let me know if you have any challenges in standing firm. And what are some of these challenges, okay? So touch base with me. Send me a message at 306-1065. And of course, you can give me a call at 625-2257. Yes, Dawn. So let's get back.
Yes.
Based on your yes. Let's hear you.
Yes.
Hey, you better. Oh, I love it.
I was saying that, you know, one of the healthy, non-negotiable that men really should have is alignment to their core values. And Noran spoke about this earlier, if, you know, depending on how the person treat service workers and such forth. Now, the problem, Carrie, a lot of times with men that I've worked with, they don't set core values. Mm-hmm. They don't define them. Yeah. And so if that is not clearly articulated, mm-hmm. you're going to have boundaries that are broken all the time. All right. And so to our men listening, here is an opportunity for you to now step back and say, okay, what are those things that I totally just don't like? Mm-hmm. And be okay with owning those things. There's nothing wrong. A girl can be the most beautiful, the most amazing, but she may not be the most amazing for you. And that's okay. But you first have to know, as a man, what are those things that cut you to the core that you're not going to live with?
Nice. Now, Noran, I want you to speak to the ladies out there, because there are a lot of us, and I'm saying us, that we don't understand or we don't accept the fact that, you know, men has boundaries as well. And we expect men to just do whatever we say. So if we tell them jump, they're supposed to ask how high. And there are women out here like that, right? Now, I want you to speak to the women that are listening right now and who may have that mindset. What do you have to say to them?
Well, let me start off by adjusting your statement. You said you ladies don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I will be a little curt and say you don't want to understand. Because the fact is that there are people in your life who have maybe different behavioral styles, and you choose to understand them. When you can justify it and say, oh, you know, that's where that person stays, so I understand. It's easy to do that for your friends, but if you're not willing to do it for your partner, then you're starting off on the wrong foot.
Right.
Admit to yourself, or ask yourself, do I actually want to understand, or just do I want him to just do what I want? Because if you want to understand, you would actually put yourself in the mind frame of, okay, let me hear what you're saying. Even if I don't necessarily like how it sounds, let me see through the message, not just the messenger. So start there. Ask yourself, ladies, do you actually want to understand, or do you believe that you are right how you are and you don't want to change? Because if you don't want to change, then it makes no sense to even have the dialogue with somebody, because you don't want to change. So the first thing, ask yourself, do I actually want to understand this man? And if you do, then simple conversations, and try as best as you can. Don't listen to respond. Listen to understand. Because if he says something that you don't think you're doing it, instead of, but I don't do that, just stop and say, okay, expound. Tell me exactly what you mean. If you actually want to hear what we're saying and you listen, you will actually hear exactly how we feel. Not all of us are complicated creatures. For the most part, a lot of men, we're kind of as simple as
really, really simple. I've heard a lot of men say that before. Yeah. Like, oh, this was simple.
We have more times where we might get a little complicated. But for the basic part, we're very simple. And the fact is, there are some men who have the issue with their own selves. They could say, well, you know, I don't think I'll ever get a woman like this again. So, you know what? Let me just make sure I keep her and just do whatever. You know, the happy wife, happy life type of thing. I think that statement may have started out with the best intentions, but it has served badly. So some of these men, they need to understand that, okay, if you're not, as Dawn said, if you're not willing to lose, I don't think you should even try.
Definitely. Thank
if
you so much.
Frustrate everybody.
Yes, thanks so much for clearing that up and bringing clarity. Because as you mentioned there, we choose not to understand. I mean, because we have the capacity to, but because we like we own way and we spoil and we only like good treatment. You understand? We only want good treatment. We like the sun, but you see the rain, we don't want the rain. We don't want problems. Yeah.
We don't want problems.
I understand. Thank you so much for that. Now, Dawn, from a psychologist's aspect of it, what do you have to say to women who has that difficulty or that challenge of understanding, or men, and understanding that they have boundaries as well? What do you have to say to them? Dawn, I think we are losing you there again. I feel I had to fly you to Trinidad. I don't know what is going on here. I feel every Tuesday we have to buy a ticket for Dawn to come here, you know. All right, so whilst we are waiting on Dawn, send me a message on WhatsApp, 306-1065. This is Mental, what you do every Tuesday is right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And we are here with Dawn Pettigrew-Smith and Noran Price. And we are talking about a man's non-negotiables. Knowing when to stand firm. So we do have a phone call, Noran. So let's take it. Let's hear from them. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Gary, the two special ladies today, and you have Mr. Dawn there too.
Yes, Mr. Price.
Mr. Price, yes. We, you know, put on the spiritual hat. You know, the word of God tells you, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and give himself faith. That is a standard. They say, woman, submit yourself unto your own husband. That's a standard. And what I like the boundaries I like to set, if you have a project and we're doing something and we set out, you go and build. And then they say, no, that money we have, we're going to do something else. I say, no. this is what we were doing, right? So I find it financial, emotional. It's sort of for our birthday, we're going out. Mm. No, I don't want to go there. So lovely. And to say we're always doing this around this time because we meet around this time. She said, go, yeah, boy, let me go. And it has certain things you will always compromise. And some you will, like sometimes she said, I want to go by my family. I said, love, you know, a little tired. You understand? You go next day. You know, so sometimes men have to talk up and say what they stand for and stand for real in love. Right? And that's important.
Definitely.
Have a good day.
Okay, thank you so much, love. Thank you so much for your call. What do you think? What do you think, Noran?
Very good.
Yes, he's correct. It comes down to everything has an effect. Everything is affected by the financial, affected by the emotional between two people. If you start off on the same path, even if it's not right step by step, but you're in the general vicinity of each other and you think the same way or you want the same thing, it's a little easier. But as he said, as men, sometimes we need to talk up from early and say, hey, listen, I go to my mother's house every Sunday and help cook dinner. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. I'm not trying to force you. But I'm just letting you know that this is something I would like my wife to do with me.
Yeah.
So there has to be give and take. But I think what happens is a lot of the times we want, but we don't realize that we're not giving back.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's say expectation management mitigates disappointment.
Gotcha.
So the fact is we need to recognize who we're with, how they are before we got together, how they are now that we're together. And kind of find a roadmap somewhere in the middle of all of that. If one person religious or not, one person isn't, you might have some issues.
Yeah.
So start from early, get the talk out done early. And if it doesn't work out, shake hands, be friends. But
it was nice and move on next. I gotcha. Yeah. Thank you so much for that, Nora. Now, before you get into the conversation again, Donna, we are getting some calls. Let me see if I can clear it up one time. 625-2257. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
The fast track here.
Hey, the fastest, slowest. What's up?
Hi. I ain't negotiating at all commitment. I end our marriage for that, and I hear what happened.
Uh-huh.
We had our business, and the person, somebody made a decision with us to hand us over our property in order for us to see about them.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, we discussed everything, and she took up she sister and she mother and gone behind my back by the lawyer, tell me nothing. When they reached, you know, the lawyer said, you are married. She said, yes, my lawyer said, anything you want to, anything you sign here, your husband have equal say as well as you, the man, not here.
Mm-hmm.
So when he sister and mother, they said, I don't sign it, don't sign it. So me, I say nothing. A couple of days after I hear about it, I heard that what happened. And Caribbean, you know how I do? I just pack up. I leave she in the apartment just like gone.
Mm.
Another thing I ain't negotiating neither is like a serious woman like to get on in the road.
Mm-hmm.
I say, we have something to discuss. Let's sit down home in private and discuss it. But just getting on in the road, I am negotiating that neither. Number three, I negotiating my mails and my books and things. My mails and my thing are private. Your mails, your bag, everything are private. We respect that.
Mm-hmm.
We respect that one another. Phone, mails, handbag, private thing, private.
Yep.
Married or no married. So that is my... That is how I am, Bong. Just have more, but I'll give it those.
All right, buddy. I got you. Thanks so much for your call. And I appreciate that from Fast Track. Eh? Don, what do you think?
I think clarity is everything and non-negotiables. These are not things that are put in place to control people. I think it's all about clarity, you know, and I think somebody said earlier that a lot of men don't speak up. So just like he speaks up for the things that he would like, come to some form of agreement, all right? But definitely, you know, clarity is very, very important. And the reason we're having these conversations, Carrie, is so that men can understand and give themselves freedom to speak up.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Thank you so much for that. And guys, good afternoon to you. If you're now joining us, it's just about 3:46. Don't forget, we do have our 4 p.m. news headlines, courtesy Republic Bank Limited, as we are here with Dawn Betker-Smith and Noran Price. We're talking about a man's non-negotiables and knowing when to stand firm. Because it has some men out there, and maybe you are one of them, who just, you know, whatever happened, happened. And if the woman said jump, you're asking her how high, if she wants your salary. That's the next thing we're going to talk about in Honoran. Because there's some women out there that be taking the man and them salary. I don't understand. Your salary is yours. But we are definitely going to get into that. Send me a message on WhatsApp at 306-1065. And men, do you have boundaries? Do you know when to stand firm? Send me a message and let me know. I know we do have some voice notes to play, but I'm going to play it in a short while. But I want to know from a professional perspective, Dawn, how can a man tell if he's standing firm or is he just being stubborn or controlling? How would a man know?
Well, Carrie, he first has to know the things that bothers him. And if you don't spend time with yourself, you're not going to know what bothers you. What are those things that trigger you, right? And then if you do everything that this person wants, but then you are losing yourself, then something is wrong. Relationships is not about a person losing themselves or becoming less to appease somebody else. It's two people coming together, understanding each other so that we can have a great relationship. Love is a beautiful thing. It's an absolute beautiful thing. And, you know, Kara, there, somebody sent me a video yesterday from Facebook, and it was a video of a woman who, I don't know if you've seen it or Noran, a woman who went out to her husband's car. You saw that, right?
Yes.
And so that totally broke my heart that a sister would show up like that for her husband. Mm. But then it has me thinking, Noran, has he ever spoken up to say, this hurt me, that hurt me, this bothered me, or is that just his way of dealing with it, not going inside? No, a man should never be in a relationship and not look forward to go home.
Agreed.
Like, never, never. Agreed. Your home should be your safe space, right? But my concern is, how many of our men are saying, honey, I don't like when this happened. I'm not saying that they're not saying this, right? Or are we just withdrawing? Are these women listening when, Noran, I know earlier you said, listen to understand, not listen to respond. And that's something that I hope that our sisters can get, especially us of color. Our black men have already gone through so much, Carrie. And whenever I speak in this sense, I hear women will say, but men put us through a lot. Yes, they do, but that's not what we're speaking about right now. We're speaking about our responsibility to a man. And let me just share the statistics, and I'll let Noran say something.
Dawn, I think we are losing you whilst you're giving these statistics. Hello, Dawn? All right. So we'll stick up in there with Dawn. Dawn, we have been losing you. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So Dawn, let's continue with the conversation, all right, until Dawn... Dawn is back with us. I know she's having some challenges.
Let me give you some context.
Yeah.
The video she's referring to is a video of a woman walking outside, black American woman. She has her phone in her hand. She's recording herself, talking to the phone, saying, I've been worried about this man, only to find out he's in the car, in the driveway of his home, asleep in the car for about an hour. So she opens the door and she immediately says, what's wrong with you? Why are you here? And she starts, for lack of a better term, badgering him.
Yeah.
Asking him, you know, is your life that horrible that you have to stay inside? And he made one simple statement, I can't rest inside.
Oh.
And she completely goes over it to the point where she says, okay, I'll come sit on the car with you. And he locks the door and says, no.
Wow.
I can't rest inside. No, the issue is, we're using words like should. You should be in a relationship with this. You should do that. That's all well and good, but let's face the very harsh reality. A lot of people are in relationships with people they don't like. They might love them, but they don't like them. Or they've stopped liking them after a while.
Yeah.
No, there's some peace you will never get from your partner. No, you should be able to leave that relationship, but the fact is some people have children together, houses together, and rather than leave, and start over and be unsure, they'd rather stick in the mire of what they're accustomed to. It's basically sticking to the evil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people who are actually participating in their own victimhood by staying in some of these relationships. Now, Dawn was saying that if the man has actually said, babe, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this. There are times when men don't speak. We know that.
Yeah.
There are times when they do speak and it's, yeah, well, what about me? So there's a lot of whataboutism in the conversations.
Yeah.
So you say, this is bothering me. Yeah, but you do this to me too.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's listening. But the same way that you don't just speak with your mouth, you speak with your body. So in that very vein, don't just listen with your ears. Listen with your eyes. Look and see when your partner is a little less forthcoming with you. Look when they get quiet in certain times. Because sometimes they may not tell you what's wrong. But if you can pick up that there's clearly an
something
issue,
is wrong, yeah. Say, because hey, we can what, see.
Yeah, you can see.
Yeah.
If you can feel when I might be stepping out on you or being unfaithful to you or whatever or hiding something from you, why can't you simultaneously feel when there's something wrong with me and ask me, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I got that. Thank you so much for that, Noran. And before we head to the WhatsApp messages, because we are getting a lot of WhatsApp messages and voice notes, how can a man tell if he's standing firm? And I want to hear it from a male perspective, because our men listening right now who are unsure, maybe if you can shed some light on that, they would know, like, all right, okay, I'll take the first step in, standing firm. So how can a man know when he's standing firm?
If she's upset with you. That's one indication. If there's something that used to happen,
giveaway,
and suddenly you decide that you're going to stand your ground and she's upset with you, or you're getting a little attitude, or you're getting a, oh, well, you know, you used to do this, that could be a sign that you're standing your ground. It's not nice for you. It's not working out in your favor, but it is still a sign that you're standing your ground.
She will get over it, don't worry.
She'll get over it. And sometimes she may, and sometimes she may not. If it keeps coming up in a conversation in different contexts, then you've clearly been standing your ground because she's trying to go around.
Yeah, I got that. Thanks so much for that. And guys, it's just about 7 minutes away from the top. Let me check on some WhatsApp messages now. We have a lot. All right, let me see here. Let me say good afternoon. Going out to Oran. He sent us a message. He said, Kyrie, I'm the man of the house. So when my girl goes to the market, LOL. He says, yes, we have boundaries. One, respect. And two, no third party in our business. And three, finance and so much more. Hey, thanks so much for sharing that, Oran. You see that one? You see that? No third party in my business? That's a serious thing, you know. Let me get this voice note. Let me say good afternoon. Good afternoon to Fidel. He sent us a message, a voice note. So let's hear from him. Let's go.
Hey, can it be interesting topic as usual? Hello to Ms. Dawn and to Mr. Price. How are you doing, man? I love the fact that you talk about respect. It's something that is overlooked in a lot of relationships because I believe it's a culture thing for most women to get their own way. And I guess their fathers probably spoil them like that. I don't know. But it is a turnoff, especially when a woman is quite disrespectful. It is a turnoff. So, yeah, that's a big one. I agree with you 110% there.
Hey, thank you so much for sharing that, buddy. Let's get this one from Surreal. She sent us a voice note.
Very good day to you and your guests.
Hey, Surreal.
I want to say that men need to know how to use refusal skills.
Refusal skills?
Especially in a relationship. You are in a relationship, some other woman want to come on to you. You're supposed to stand firm and set your boundaries, especially if the person coming on to you is your wife or your girlfriend, friend. Mm. Set boundaries. Have respect, especially married men.
Hey, thank you so much for that, Surreal. Noran, before we go to our 4 p.m. news headlines, what's your thoughts on the messages that we just received?
I think everybody is, for the most part, on the same
wavelength.
Mm-hmm. The young lady who just gave her voice note, I agree with her. If you're going to set boundaries in your relationship, then you need to set 360 boundaries in your other relationships. So the friends, the social life, as I say, if somebody's coming on to you, the same energy you use to set the boundary with your wife, who may have been a little spoiled, set that with the person who is trying to flirt with you. And the other gentleman who said the third party thing, listen, as a woman, if you're going to social media every time we have an argument,
problems.
All of your friends seem to know when we have an argument and have opinions that you bring back to. No, that's a dangerous pool. Do not swim in that pool. Because if external factors are stronger than the bond internally, that relationship is doomed.
I gotcha. Thank you so much for that, Noran. Dawn, are you hearing us? Is everything okay on your end? I guess not. We're not hearing you, Dawn.
Yeah, it's all the weather over there.
I wish it had all that rain here, boy. I'd go home and, yeah. Anyway, guys, it's just about 4 minutes away from the top. But let me see if I can get another message in. Let me say good afternoon, good afternoon to Lydia. Lydia is locked in. Hey, Lyd, how you doing? Lydia says, Carrie V, men like to have their cake and eat it too. We're mean, girl. But I think that's what Noran was just explaining. You know, you have to set boundaries, a 360 boundaries. Because, yes, you would want to set boundaries for your wife, for your girlfriend, or for your partner. But then anybody else on the outside, they could just do what they want. Is it that what she means? What do you think about that?
If Lydia is saying, it leans to what I was saying earlier. Yes, there are men who want to have their cake and eat it too. You know what, Lydia? If that is the kind of man you're with, leave him. Don't stay and complain. Not saying that's what she's doing, but don't stay and complain rather than say, you know what, let me take myself out. If you want somebody who has balance, goose and gander, then find somebody with it. If the partner you're with doesn't have it and doesn't want to give it, then you might need to step away.
Definitely. Thanks so much for that. Now, Dawn sent me a message. She says she's hearing us. So she's listening on, but we are not hearing you, Dawn. Let's try again. Dawn, you can unmute your mic. Check and see. Let's hear.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, we are hearing you. We are hearing you. Really, really quickly, Dawn, what do you think? 30 seconds or a minute. Tell us what you think about the voice notes and the messages that we just played.
I want to answer the last voice note with the young lady, and rightfully said so. If that's what you're experiencing, then maybe you need to walk away. But what we are trying to move away from is every time a man expresses what he's going through, it's rebutted with a woman saying, but, you know, the man does this and the man does this. So that's what we're trying to move away from. All of us need to know what our non-negotiables are. But great conversation so far. And I am sure Noran will continue to hold the conversation should I get cut off again.
Of course he would. Now, Dawn and Noran, I've got to go to our 4 p.m. news headlines. You know we do have our Overdrive opinion poll question. Now, Noran, that is a question I ask the listeners and they answer yes or no. And it's going to be based on what we were talking about, all right? So stick and stay. Right. When we come back, it's going to be so much more. Thanks so much.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Oh, it's time to head straight into our Overdrive opinion poll question, courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and the Jumbo Foods in Barataria. And I bring this question based on our conversation we were having with Dawn Petker-Smith and Noran Price. And what were we speaking about, if you're not tuning in? We were talking about a man's non-negotiables, knowing when to stand firm. Now, Noran made a point about one boundary men should have is respect. Meaning that the woman, the partner, their wife should have respect, not only for herself, not only for the husband, but for everybody else. And I love that. Because it has some women out here, they like they just have to go by the grocery every day to buy some respect and it does run out quick. Alright? But I love that. So I've decided to ask you, and you know how it goes, okay? Send me a message on WhatsApp 306-1065. A simple yes or no. I'm gonna ask you the question, and of course you can give me a call at 625-2257 or 627-3223. It's an Overdrive opinion poll question, courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and the Jumbo Foods in Barataria. Now, based on our conversation earlier, a man's non-negotiables, knowing when to stand. And our question today is, do women respect men more when they stand firm on their boundaries? That's my question to you, a simple yes or no. Do women respect men more when they stand firm on their boundaries? Your calls, your votes are up next.
Join the chat now on the all-new Freedom on the all-new Talk Radio 106.5.
625-2257 or 627-3223. Let me say good afternoon going out to Tudapuna. Tudapuna is saying yes. Good afternoon going out to St. Cloud, Florida. Today's question is, do women respect men more when they stand firm on their boundaries? Let's get a call in the meantime. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carrie.
Curap
saying yes.
Curap is saying yes. Thank you so much for your call, Curap. 625-2257. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to Maloney. Maloney is saying no. All right, Maloney, thank you so much. Let's get another call. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey.
Tabakit say yes.
Tabakit is saying yes. Thank you so much for your call, Tabakit. Let me say good afternoon. Good afternoon to Surreal. Surreal is saying yes. San Fernando is saying yes as well. Kuva locked in is saying yes. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to Las Lomas. Las Lomas is saying no. St. Cloud, Florida is saying yes. Let me see here. Love at Village Rio Claro is saying no. Thank you so much, love. Central is locked in is saying yes as well. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Do women respect men more when they stand firm on their boundaries? What's your thoughts? Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey.
Kuva South say yes.
Kuva South 3 is saying yes. Thank you so much, buddy. Thanks so much for your call. This is the Overdrive Opinion Poll question, courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and Jumbo Foods in Barataria. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Kari. Debe said yes.
Debe is saying yes. Thank you so much, Debe. Do women respect men more when they stand firm on their boundaries? What's your thoughts? Has that ever run through your mind? What say you? Hello, good afternoon.
Philippines
is saying no. Thank you so much, Philippines. Let me say good afternoon. Going out to Curep. Curep is saying no. St. Augustine is saying no as well. I gotcha. Thank you so much for your foothills. And Aruka is saying yes. Thank you so much. Let me say good afternoon. Going out to Mantanilla is saying no. Thank you. Sangre Grande is saying yes. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Kamuto. Kabuto is locked in. Kabuto is saying yes as well. Do women respect men more when they stand firm on their boundaries? Kanupia is locked in. Kanupia is saying no. Port of Spain is saying no as well. Whoa, okay, all right. Thank you so much, Port of Spain. You get my whole long thing there, boy. It's yes or no. Simple yes or no. Let me see if I can get one more phone call before we close off today's edition of the Overdrive Opinion Poll question. And it's based on our topic with Dawn Petgrave-Smith and Noron Price. Because it's all about mental, which we do every Tuesday. So we were talking about a man's non-negotiables. Knowing when to stand firm. Let me say good afternoon. Going out to Lounge Park. Lounge Park is saying yes. Shogunas is saying yes as well. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Final call for this afternoon. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Eldo, yes.
Eldo is saying yes. Thank you so much for your call, Eldorado. So, guys, this is where I close off today's edition of the Overdrive Opinion Poll question. Okay, I'll take one more. One more call. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Gary, good afternoon.
Michael Jackson, what's happening?
How are you going?
I good. Yeah, yes or no?
Wait.
Yes or no? Yes.
Yes.
All right. Oh, gosh, you ran extra, eh? Oh, gosh, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson from the North Pole is saying yes. Yeah, Noron, I apologize, okay? I apologize. So, guys, this is where I close off. You're embarrassing my boy, Michael Jackson, boy. You have a guest, boy. You're embarrassing my boy. Where's your real scene?
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Your mind. Hey guys, welcome back. It's just about 17 minutes after 4. And if you're not joining us, this is Freedom 106.5 FM. This is The Overdrive and I'm Carrie V. I'm going all the way to 6 p.m. What's happening? What's going on? Have you faced the traffic as yet? Or you're just like me. You're still in work, kind of buying all the time. I hope you have something there to drink because, you're feeling a little thirsty on this side. But, Hope you have having a fantastic one. So, guys, let's get straight back into it. Our Overdrive opinion poll question. It's all about the results. And I've asked you, based on our discussion with Dawn Pencrib-Smith and our guest, Noran Price, as we were discussing or having a conversation about a man's non-negotiables, knowing when to stand firm, I've decided to ask you, do women respect men more when they stand firm on their boundaries? Out of 27 votes, 65% of you said yes, whilst 35% of you said no. And the question was, do women respect men more when they stand firm on their boundaries? 65% of you said yes, whilst 35% of you said no. I want to thank you guys so much for participating in today's Overdrive Opinion Poll question. Of course, catch us here tomorrow, same time, same place, after the 4 p.m. news headlines to do it all over again. And a special thank you going out to the management and staff of Mirage Westside Supermarket and Jumbo Foods in Barataria for making this poll question possible. Thank you. Hope you guys are having a fantastic one. But before we jump back into the conversation, looking for authentic Asian cuisine that's bursting with flavor? Then make your way to Ashoka Dhaba. Enjoy a delicious variety of mouth-watering authentic dishes. There's something for everyone at Ashoka Dhaba. Visit today at Brentwood Mall, C3 Center, Gulf City Mall, East Gates Mall, and Val Park Plaza. Ashoka Dhaba, your destination for authentic Asian cuisine. Also, ladies, periods only stop sentences. With Tampax, get up to 100% leak-free protection so you can dance, move, and celebrate freely without worries and with comfort all day and all night. Tampax, available nationwide. So let's get back in the conversation. 306-1065. Thank you so much, Dawn Pedgrave-Smith and Noran Price, for sticking and staying after the 4 p.m. news. We just have all kind of thing, boy. All kind of thing. We good to go, yeah?
Yep.
Welcome back. Nice. Hi, Dawn. Are we hearing from you? Is everything okay on your end?
I'm just over here smiling and having a blast.
Oh, I thought you were smiling, having cake. I thought I was going on there. You understand? I thought
no cake.
I thought I was cake from your buddy last time. I'm not going to say I vex.
I didn't get the cake yet, Carrie.
Oh,
I'm
man. Don't worry about that. I have a plane ticket, because that's all we buy in these rounds. Only plane tickets. That's all we want. Guys, it's just about 20 minutes after 4, and welcome back, Noran and Dawn Pedgrave-Smith. And if you're now joining us, this is a man's non-negotiables, knowing when to stand firm on mental. Now, I want us to get back into the conversation, Noran and Dawn. I want to find out from you, Dawn, based on your professional dealings with men, why do some men compromise their standards in relationships even when they know better? What's that conversation like with men?
Upbringing. A lot of that is upbringing. You remember something that Noran said earlier? So you might be raised in a household that tell you, for peace sake, just do this. So a lot of times men become people pleasers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if that trauma has never been dealt with, then they show up like that in relationships also.
Right. And from a man's perspective, Noran, tell me, why do some men compromise their standards in relationship even when they know better? I know, yes, keep the peace, but what actually goes through the mind of a man when it comes to something like that?
It is similar to what Dawn said. We are cultured that, listen, just work with it, deal with it. It's your woman, just deal with it. It's worse if it's your wife. She's not going anywhere, you're not going to divorce over foolishness, so just accept it. So we've been forced to just take and take and take. Now, there are some men who are the complete opposite. And as men, sometimes if we see our male brethren who are very much border-driven, they set their boundaries and there's no crossing it, sometimes we may even look to emulate them because they seem to have success with women. So some men say, oh, well, if him do it that way, I can do it that way. But his pot has a different thing stewing than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he has more financial security. Maybe his personality is just as such that women are drawn to him and they will, for lack of a better word, submit to his boundaries.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's culture mostly, and it's also insecurity. And I'm using that word very carefully. I want to contextualize it. There are people who don't believe that they deserve better. There are some men who don't believe that they're going to get any better than what they have, especially if it's a woman that they have been enamored with for years and they finally get through. They are on walking a tightrope with a glass tray. They don't want to even run the risk of anything going wrong.
Yeah.
So I will just sit down, be quiet, because I don't want to lose what this means to me. And as such, they force themselves to stay in it.
Okay. And Dawn, how can a man get over something like that? So, wait, before I answer that, you know I love to take the calls because I love to hear the perspectives of our male listeners. So stick up in there, Dawn, because I want to find out from your professional angle how can a man get over that type of thinking? All right? So hold there for me. 625-2257. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
My two beautiful ladies again.
Hey.
Sometimes, when you're young and growing up, you went through so much different relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you're looking for, somebody that's compatible with you, who will understand you, and you can grow together. And when you find that one, you know, they like spiritual things, you like spiritual things, they like to go out, everything, you know. They like to wear the nice things, he's dressed nice, properly, and proper, so you love all of that. So when you find that one, you start to, I've been waiting for a girl like you. You know, so you don't want to lose that. So sometimes they say certain things they can let allowed, and certain things they must stand. You must have a standard. Okay?
All right, buddy. I love that. I love what you sing for me. I love when a man sing for me. I like it. Yes, I love it. Bad, bad, bad. Thank you so much for that. Norn, what do you think? What's your thoughts?
Again, it follows the same thing. Equally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
Compatibility is actually, to me, it's more important than love. Because if there's not compatibility, that love is going to get strained.
Mm.
Now, in a perfect world, love is in spite of, not because of. Love is in spite of the fact that we may not think the same way, but because we love each other, that's what works.
Yeah.
That's not the case with many people. That's not the case with a lot of people. So start at the front. Figure out if this is something that you can live with for the rest of your life. I don't think most people want to get divorced 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. So the fact is, when you're doing it, you're hoping that this is it.
This is it. Yes, yes,
so
yes,
before,
yes.
Before you get in, before you start watching the clock, figure out if this is something you can really live with.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that, Norman. Now, John, based on what Norman mentioned before, like, let's say, for instance, the guy got into a relationship with this woman, and is a woman that he don't want to lose because he tried so hard and he get through with her. And he's walking on glass, on eggshells. How can a man identify that they're insecure? Would you call that insecurity? Would it be?
It's insecurity, but it's inward. It's lack of worth.
Lack of worth, right? How can a man identify that is a challenge? And what does he has to do to, you know, get over that? How can you assist in something like that, Dawn?
So I think you answered the question already. You said he's walking on eggshells. If you are in a relationship and you're walking on eggshells, something is wrong. Are you hearing me clearly?
Yeah, we're hearing you. Mm-hmm. Dawn? Like she's not hearing us? Okay. Well, from a man's perspective, Noran, you could answer that question. How can a man identify, how can he identify that about himself? And what do you suggest that he do to get out of that mindset or perspective?
If we're really being honest with each other, he already knows it's there.
Oh.
The difficulty comes in admitting it, saying it out loud to yourself, to hear what you just said. Yeah, I am fearful of losing her because I don't think I can do better. I don't think most people are going to actually admit that to themselves, but it is there sneaking in the back of their subconscious sometimes. It's a matter of being brave enough to say, you know what? I think that I do not give myself enough credit that I can be happy with somebody. I've put all my eggs into this one basket, and as such, I'm going to take whatever comes.
Hmm.
If that is how he's doing it, that's his right. He's fine to do that. But if you can admit that, you know, I think I've been a little too lenient here. I think I've been allowing too much to go on. And just take the chance. Run the risk of losing that relationship by just stopping and saying, hey, I don't think I want to do this anymore. I don't want to let you speak to me this way anymore. I'm shutting it down. If you can't manage it, then let us end it.
And then, too, as you say that, maybe, and I'm not the person here with the statistics, but I'm just a woman, mm-hmm. like about 5 or 6 out of 10 times, we would kind of pat down, yeah? We'd be like, oh, okay. And, you know, we would try to, yeah. It has some, because especially if they realize that the men out there, because we had the saying, all men out there is the same. But if you realize that a man is treating you a particular way, we, deep down inside, we don't want to lose that man in our norm. Yeah, we might play thing, we might play big guilty, and well, you could go, but no, Noran. No.
Again, you're very right, and that, you know, sometimes you call the bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize you have to kind of, okay, let me ease it back. But there are, unfortunately, some relationships where it's like when a man will say, I'm not worthy of her, or I can't get anybody like her, so let me stay. On the flip side, there's some women that are basically saying that they're settling. So they're with this man because they have decided to settle. Mm. Oh, well, he'll love me and he'll do anything for me, so I might as well stay. There's no respect in that relationship. So therefore, it's not a bluff. In her mind, I can do better, but I'm just deciding to stay with you. So if that is the case that you're in, there's not much a man can do to change that.
Yeah.
Really and truly. Really and truly. You're kind of stuck in a cul-de-sac right there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And guys, if you're now joining us, it's just about 29 minutes after 4. And we are here with Dawn Petgrave-Smith and Noran Price. We are talking about a man's non-negotiables and knowing when to stand firm. Now, we're going to wrap up our interview maybe about 20 to 5 because I kind of push or pull Dawn a little longer than I should, and she doesn't have a problem with it. I like it too. But I hope you do have enough time to chat a little more with us, Noran. I hope so. Yeah.
I do.
Dawn
asked it, so I cleared the afternoon.
Love it. So, guys, get into the conversation, 625-2257 or 627-3223. I want to know your boundaries. What are your boundaries for the man who's listening right now, for the gentleman just there in the maxi, you're just sitting down there relaxing, you're in some traffic. You're sitting in the maxi there. Send me a message on WhatsApp, 306-1065. What are your boundaries? Have you set any boundaries in your relationships? Was it difficult? Was it easy? So talk to me. Give me a call as well. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Now, Noran, I want to ask you something personal. Well, it's not that personal, but it's personal, right? At what point in your life did you start taking your standards seriously?
Let me get personal. I would say, because I am divorced.
Yeah.
So it's not that I was completely allowing in my marriage, but I think when I got separated, eventually got divorced, I didn't get back into another long-term relationship for some time. So in that gap, I'd say maybe it was 5 years between separation and another relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That is when I decided, you know what? This is me. This is who I think I am. This is who I would like to be. These are the boundaries I'd like to set. And I went out with the intention of, okay, if I meet somebody and there's some kind of spark, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. These are my 10. What are your 10? And then we go from there.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't just going off of, oh, this feels good, because I've learned in the course of my life that just because something feels good doesn't mean it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a way to differentiate between, yes, we could be a good match, but are we a good match? So I learned to have the conversation with myself. Regardless of how I was feeling and the yearning, I asked myself, is this good for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed very single for quite some time because I decided, let me sort myself out first.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell people what I want unless I know what I want.
Right,
so
true.
I took the time to figure out what are my deal breakers, what are the things that what are my non-negotiables, etc.
Mm.
And when I figured that out, I was comfortable with it, regardless of success in relationships, that is when it turned around. That's when I started to say, okay, I think I'm good now.
Definitely. And thanks so much for your round of applause, Dawn. I know, but she's having some technical difficulties because I know there it's torrential rain across there. I wish we had it here because I love the rain, just saying. And Nora, and one thing you know about me, I love the rain. And I would quicker stay home and just, you know. But thank you so much still for being here, Dawn. Now, we are getting a call. Let's take it. Let's hear from our listeners, because I want to ask you after, for the man who has struggles in actually getting to start to take his standards seriously, I want you to give him some steps on, or what is the first thing he has to do, because he's in this jam where he don't know what to do. All right, so stick up in there. Let's get a call. 625-2257. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Caribbean.
Hey, love, what's up?
I'm good. I have a slightly different take on this whole conversation.
Mm-hmm, let's hear.
I think before we start to talk about what he like and don't like and limits and boundaries and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. Two things we have to understand. First, there's never any one particular reason why somebody would stay or leave somebody. Mm-hmm. There's a cumulative effect of a lot of things. And that is the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
How the person feel with that person, whether they want to stay with them or they want to leave. And it doesn't be a specific reason. It does just be accumulation of feelings. And that comes about mainly because of probably boredom that people who are in love don't expect. You know, you meet somebody and you're enamored with them and you're excited about them.
Mm-hmm.
But after time goes on, it reverbs. And you could tell, you're walking on fit, and you could know who now meet, and you could know who married.
Mm-hmm.
Who married, boring, mm-hmm. and thing. Who now meet, they're winding up on one another.
And the Sprite.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. once a man, I talk about a man, once right. a man doesn't expect that boredom to creep in, he go have a problem with staying with which he kill. And he will keep going on. Everything will be a problem.
Mm.
So unless he's satisfied, unless it, man are taught, I don't know how it is, a man are taught, been taught to understand, to expect this, and to stay with one woman or whatever, he'll keep finding reasons. Everything will be a problem. He solved this. This is a boundary. He said here, he goes to, because he just don't want to be with the woman again, but society and the culture say that you have to stay.
That you have to stay.
So unless he cheated that, all the comments are talking about bongzi and who stayed and who is staying, man has to decide. I don't know if a woman does feel good with a man, but I know you have to overcome that.
Mm.
And unless you talk about that, you kind of spend it up in order and avoiding some serious issues. I'm glad for the gentleman who talked about you had in a long-term relationship and he didn't get back. Wherever, and you find everything, but
all right, love.
You have to deal with that accumulation of effort, and you decide, well, listen, I stay with this woman because outside they have no better. You have to come up with and then all these other things are falling through. Well, unless you deal with that issue, that hey, outside they have nothing better, and I go stay with this and thing and deal with that.
Settle it.
Talk about that.
All right, buddy, I got you. Thank you so much for your call.
Right.
What's your thoughts, Nora, on that?
I definitely agree with him in terms of basically starting from the front and saying, can I deal with this or can I not deal with this? I think that if you start at that point, then setting your boundaries will be easier, because if you're willing to lose it to ensure that you have yourself and peace of mind and your self-respect intact, if you're willing to lose the relationship, that is already you creating a boundary. If you're honestly saying to yourself, you know what, I'm going to tell her I don't like this. If she decides to leave, then so be it. I'm going to be hurt, but this is necessary for me to be a good person in this relationship. This is necessary for me to feel respected in this relationship. So the first thing comes with, are you brave enough to leave if your boundaries cause an issue?
Mm.
And if you start from there, I think the next steps will gradually come one after the other.
Because gotcha.
You don't want your boundary making to turn out to be bullying.
And earlier, yeah. I really wanted to ask you all, what's the difference between bullying or controlling or just being stubborn. If it have a difference between setting boundaries and being controlling. But I don't think we can talk about it. I feel you had to come back here next week because I have a real thing to ask you. And we are getting a lot of calls. So let me see if I can get another one really, really quickly. Let's see who's there. Hello, good afternoon. Yeah, man.
That fella sound like he carrying some pain. I was in a relationship at the time for 20 years and was prison for 20 years. And then I had no change. Because every day was like the 20 years, every day was like the first day.
Mm-hmm.
The way he talk about it, like he never experienced real love and truth. You need to experience real love. Later.
All right, buddy, I got you. Thanks so much for your call, Fast Track. Now, Noran, I really wanted to hear Dawn. Dawn, can you hear us now? Are you locked in? Because I would have really loved to hear you.
I am. I'm hearing everything.
Nice. I want to hear your perspective on the caller before, not Fast Track, on his thoughts.
Some of the stuff that he was saying went in and out for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, Carrie. One of my biggest advice to men is know who you are. So that.
I think we lost her again. Okay. All right. No worries. Send it in a text. No worries. No, Noran, I'm going to wrap up. But I want to ask you, has your boundaries been tested before?
Yes. Yes, they have.
How you dealt with it?
It was a conversation had to happen when I expressed that, hey, I don't like this. This is a problem for me. Tell me why it happened. Tell me how you were feeling when we did it. So we actually had a conversation and come to realize that, you know, they said the best apology is change behavior. The behavior didn't change. So as a result, I said, you know what? I think we need to end this relationship because unfortunately the person was carrying significant baggage from a previous relationship and just her general past. And it's not that I was necessarily doing these things that were directed at her, but they felt like triggers to her because they may have mirrored something in the past that was an issue for her. But the reaction was never just to say, I don't like this. It was a flare-up. And then the flare-up became this fireball that eventually just kind of extinguished itself. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have the conversation, why did you react that way? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, because, you know, that, and it made me feel that. So I said, then why didn't we just have that conversation before the flare-up? Mm-hmm. But I realized that sometimes people need the flare-up. That's their internal therapy. They need to blow up. They need to release that steam. But I wasn't prepared to continue being the steam room for that person anymore. So I said, you know what, let's not do this.
Thank you so much for clearing that up. And guys, it's just about 20 minutes to 5. Closing questions, Noran. Closing questions. I get sad, you know. I get real sad when we had to go. I was feeling to cry and thing. And sometimes I'll take off the mic and start a ball down the place and thing and act like a spoiled child now because don't go in. Yeah. Every Tuesday this happens. Every single Tuesday.
I understand.
Now, closing question. As a man, what's one lesson life taught you about standing firm that you wish you knew earlier?
You will actually survive. It's not that bad.
You won't die.
Mm. You won't die. You will not die. And it taught me that you don't necessarily need... Learn when you're putting all your eggs in one basket. That's one. And the most important one is don't expect you in other people.
Mm.
Just because you would be this way with your partner doesn't mean that your partner is going to be that same way with you. Learn when you can identify that and then decide, you know what? Yeah, this can work with. We can manage this. Or, I'm sorry, this is not going to work. Let's not do this. And I don't mean run for the hills at first. Boundary testing or the first argument. But if you can take a long-term look and realize that this is probably not going to change, then decide if you can manage it or not.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Thank you so much. Now, Dawn sent me some messages. She says, find a community with men who are better than you are. Okay, I love that. Mm-hmm. And she also sent earlier on this afternoon from the International Coalition of Domestic Abuse and Violence, Jamaica, 69.8% of men reported psychological abuse by women. Trinidad, 70.5% of men reported psychological abuse by women. I ain't gonna know that either. If it costs you your peace, identity, or dignity, walk away. And a relationship without boundaries leads to resentment and not love. over. Clarity absolutely protects you. Boundaries guide you. Self-respect sustains you. Ah, yes. And she said as well, men need to deal with their own traumas. Know what they like and don't like before they make any commitments. And I agree with this 110%. Yep. I think I had to learn this the hard way. And some people just ask, Nora, because I just go out and think by myself, you know. I will go to the bar by myself. I'll have a drink by myself. I'll go to a party by myself. I'm like, Carrie, why you just do that? I say, because I have to know what I like. I have to know myself. And for some reason, people don't understand that. But if you ask me why I like, no, I can tell you why I like. But when you ask some people, you got to know yourself.
It's always based on an external factor.
Yeah.
And they tell you what they like.
Yeah, true. So get the time to know yourself. Spend some time with yourself. You want to spend time with everybody. Everybody, all your partners and things, spend some time with yourself. Another one, Dawn said, she said, a woman will show more respect to a man who stands his ground with love. Definitely. And yes, our last question today, Noran, in one sentence, what does it truly mean to be a man who stands firm? And for men, well, two sentences in one. And for men who are struggling to find their boundaries or set boundaries, what do you have to say to them?
All right, so repeat the first one.
The first
what
one.
Like when a man,
what does it truly mean? In one sentence, what does it truly mean to be a man who stands firm? What does that mean?
It means that regardless of hurt feelings and misunderstood words and sentiments, you are comfortable at the end of the day that I did what I believed was right and good and civil and respectful. I may not have been successful in the outcome, but the journey was full of me being respectful of myself, knowing what I would and would not deal with or stand for or tolerate. And even though it didn't work out or even it worked out even better, I'm still comfortable knowing that I was my true self.
Nice. And the last one, if there are men listening right now struggling to set boundaries, where can they start?
Start with a conversation, a difficult, uncomfortable conversation with your partner. Don't beat around the bush. Don't wax poetic. Stand up in the kitchen and say, hey, I didn't like when you did this. I really didn't like it. Let's talk about it. And do not back down. If she says, oh, I don't have time to talk about that now, I say, well, if we don't, then we are in trouble. But start the conversation. It's very uncomfortable, awkward silences. Then you're going to have the what about me, stand firm in it, duck and weave, stick to the argument, and if your relationship can survive an uncomfortable conversation, then I think you'll be on your way to where you want to be. If it's Sam Doran go sleeping on the couch, then I think you might have to pull up stakes and go.
I love that. Now, Noran, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And Dawn, she did mention that you are a radio presenter as well. Which radio station in Jamaica? Yes,
Cool 97 FM.
Hey, what time are you on? What time?
I'm on 1 to 5 in weekdays, Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday. Oh.
I don't play music. I just do the announcing.
Yes, you're presented. Nice man. Nice. Well, I hope next time you come to Trinidad, you pass through, you know? Yeah, pass through.
If I'm in Trinidad, I have to come and see you.
Definitely.
It's a wonderful experience. Thank you so much.
Yes. Honey. So thanks so much for joining us, Noran, and I hope you have a fantastic one and be good. Thank you so much.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.